I'm speaking today on behalf of Melanie Moraine. You may have heard of her earlier this year. So we're gathered here today because the justice system is not serving the needs of sexual assault survivors, and that needs to change. There are so many barriers in place that prevent survivors from bringing their abusers to justice, and the legal system should not be one of them. Earlier this year, a good friend of mine, Melanie Moraine, was brutally beaten and raped by an acquaintance of hers near the Ottawa U campus. Despite following all the proper reporting procedures, the Ottawa Police Department refused to pursue the case. After interviewing her assailants once, they chose to close the file despite the full rape kit she provided and the extensive physical and psychological trauma she endured, all documented by hospital officials.
We believe you!
To dismiss her complaint because in his interview, he claimed that he thought it was consensual and that they were just having rough sex.
Fuck him!
Fuck him!
As a result of this, the police told her that they would have to chalk up the incident to, and I quote, a misunderstanding. Oh. It was only after she went to the media with both the grisly details of what happened to her that night and the abhorrent treatment she received from the police that they agreed to properly investigate her assault. By the time they concluded that a crime had been committed and decided to press charges, he had fled the country. And now, she will never see justice. This story sounds absurd, but it's all too common. One of the most pervasive and damaging rape myths in the legal system today is that rape is nearly impossible to prove. That sexual assault complaints are nothing more than cases of he said, she said, or as in he said yes and she said no, or in Gameshi's case, he said and she 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 said. And she said. Yeah. 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 The reality is that the evidence is there, they're just not willing to use it. What happened yesterday is a tragedy of justice. And while many argue that this is just how the system works, I say, fuck that. We created the justice system so we can change it. The law is designed to serve the needs of society. We do not serve the law. And when the law does not serve us, we change it. Right now, and it's time that we demand it does.